Tantor Audio presents Paw Enforcement by Diane Kelly. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. 1. Job insecurity. Fort Worth police officer Megan Luz. My rusty-haired partner lay convulsing on the hot asphalt, his jaw clenching and his body involuntarily curling into a jittery fetal position as two probes delivered 1,500 volts of electricity to his groin. The crotch of his police-issue trousers darkened as he lost control of his bladder. I'd never felt close to my partner in the 6 months we'd worked together. But at that particular moment, I sensed a strong bond. The connection likely stemmed from the fact that we were indeed connected then, by the two wires leading from the taser in my hand to my partner's twitching testicles. I didn't set out to become a hero. I decided on a career in law enforcement for three other reasons. 1. Having been a twirler in my high school's marching band, I knew how to handle a baton. 2. Other than barking short orders or rattling off Miranda rights, working as a police officer wouldn't require me to talk much. 3. I had an excess of pent-up anger. Might as well put it to good use, right? Of course, I didn't plan to be a street cop forever. Just long enough to work my way up to detective. A lofty goal, but I knew I could do it, even if nobody else did. I'd enjoyed my studies in criminal justice at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas, especially the courses in criminal psychology. No, I'm not some sick, twisted creep who gets off on hearing about criminals who steal, rape, and murder. I just thought that if we could figure out why criminals do bad things, maybe we could stop.